Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong shines at Seafair Torchlight Parade, Malaysia introducing Falun Dafa at Forum for Officials and Medical Professionals, Europe introducing Falun Gong and exposing the persecution, centenarians experience miracles when believing in Dafa, woman dies mysteriously and police order her body cremated without her husband's consent, and introducing Falun Gong at the University of Sao Paulo. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong shines at Seafair Torchlight Parade. Falun Gong practitioners made a spectacular presentation at the 69th Seafair Torchlight Parade in Seattle on the evening of July 28, 2018. The grand parade with 120 participating groups attracted over 100,000 spectators to the streets and was watched by 700,000 people on TV. Falun Gong practitioners won waves of applause and cheers with their gorgeous float and spirited performance. Seafair is the most anticipated summer festival in Seattle. This annual event spans 10 weeks and touches more than 2 million people through 75 sanctioned events. The Torchlight Parade is the finale of Seafair, and it is usually held on the last Saturday in July or the first Saturday in August. Because the parade starts in the evening, participants use creative lighting and luminescent devices in their displays. The Falun Gong procession this year included the Tian Guo Marching Band, consisting of 100 musicians, a waist drum troupe of 50 dancers, and close to 40 people on or marching with the Falun Dafa float. It was the largest group in the parade since Falun Gong's first appearance in 2011. The float was designed, constructed, and decorated by Falun Gong practitioners in Seattle, and has appeared in parades in the U.S. and Canada, where it has won more than 10 major awards. The words Falun Dafa and Truthful Compassion Tolerance are painted on the float in both Chinese and English. Thousands of cherry blossoms on the float symbolize Falun Gong's practitioners who had braved the persecution and stood firm in their belief. Following the float was the waist drum troupe, close to 50 waist drum dancers in golden uniforms and headbands, looked bright and joyful. They danced neatly and passionately to the beat of cymbals. Their swift movements to powerful music touched the heart of spectators. The live TV broadcast covered almost every row of the waist drum dancers with close-ups, which brought the TV audience close to the spirit of Falun Dafa. Many spectators, including local Chinese-Americans and tourists from China, waved and smiled at Falun Gong practitioners, took photos of the Falun Dafa float, and happily took Falun Gong introduction flyers.
Malaysia, introducing Falun Dafa at Forum for Officials and Medical Professionals. Malaysian Falun Dafa practitioners gave a presentation at a health forum in Johor Bahru on July 31st. Hosted by a women's association of government employees and family members of officials, the event was sponsored by the State Health Department and a cancer foundation. Most of the participants were government officials, their family members, and medical professionals. All 170 attendees received a Falun Dafa pamphlet. During the Falun Dafa presentation, a practitioner explained that the exercises are easy to learn and the teachings and instruction are free of charge online and at volunteer-led practice sites, and was introduced by Mr. Li Hongzhi in China in 1992. The presenter said that it is now practiced in over 100 countries, and millions around the world have had health benefits and other improvements from following the practice's core principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and practicing the five meditative exercises. While five practitioners performed the meditation demonstration on stage, many attendees stood up to follow along with the movements. Several hospital managers approached practitioners afterward for more information. A marketing manager for a major hospital said, "I think this is very good because it improves health and also calms the mind." She said her hospital has many activities to promote health for the public, and a Falun Dafa presentation would be a great program to add. A practitioner who helped coordinate the event, who is an orthopedician, said he has practiced Falun Dafa for 8 years. Many practitioners and I have benefited a lot from the practice, and I hope to help more people do the same.
Europe, introducing Falun Gong and exposing the persecution. The month of August is the height of the tourist season in Europe, with people from around the world visiting museums and galleries and enjoying local community festivals. Falun Gong practitioners across the continent have taken the opportunity to reach out to visitors to introduce this traditional mind-body cultivation practice and expose the persecution of the practice in China. This report covers recent events in Poland, Germany, France, and England. Poland. The largest annual outdoor music festival in Europe, the Polish Woodstock Music Festival, was held August 2nd through the 4th. Nearly 200,000 music lovers came to this small town to enjoy the days of music, community, and friendship. Falun Gong practitioners from Poland, Germany, Czech, and Slovakia have been invited to introduce the practice at the music festival for the past 3 years. They demonstrate and teach the Falun Gong exercises and teach visitors how to write Chinese characters and make beautiful origami paper lotus flowers, a symbol of purity in the Chinese culture. Germany. Practitioners in Hamburg, Germany, held activities downtown every Saturday this summer, demonstrating the exercises and raising awareness about the persecution. Many people stopped and signed the petition, which calls for ending the persecution. One woman said she planned to take some flyers to her Chinese friends. She said, "I like China, but unfortunately not everything from China is good. The persecution of Falun Gong is horrible. I hope my Chinese friends can learn something from these flyers." France. In Paris, the Plaza of Liberty and Human Rights in front of the Eiffel Tower has been a spot where local Falun Gong practitioners regularly demonstrate the exercises and raise awareness about the ongoing persecution in China. This year, tourists watched an exercise demonstration and read the Falun Gong display boards. One visitor, a retired police officer, said he found Falun Gong to be very peaceful. He said, "I learned two things today. The first is the unbelievably horrible persecution, and the second is the peacefulness of Falun Gong. It is terrible that people don't have the freedom to think in China." London. The British Museum in London is a spot where Falun Gong practitioners regularly go to introduce the practice and expose the persecution to thousands of visitors there, including many tourists from China. One of the practitioners at the event said that he feels happy that more and more people from China are learning the truth about Falun Gong. He said many of them were deceived by the Communist Party and had misunderstandings about Falun Gong, but after talking to us, most of them changed their minds. Many of them also recognized the evil nature of the party and then quit the party. Some of them took videos and asked for more of our informational materials. They want to show these materials to friends and family back in China.
Centenarians experience miracles when believing in Dafa. Falun Dafa, which was introduced to the public in 1992 by Master Li Hongzhi, teaches people to live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and think of others first when doing things. Millions of Falun Dafa practitioners worldwide have benefited both mentally and physically from practicing Dafa. They have improved their morals and gained healthy bodies. Even their family members have been blessed by supporting Dafa. Mr. Ma Jiayu was born in 1912 in Guangdong Province. He worked as a doctor in the army after moving to Taiwan in 1948. When his wife passed away in 1991, he took it very hard, and his health deteriorated. He spent more than a half a year in a hospital, and he hoped to die. He recovered from all his illnesses, however, after he started practicing Falun Dafa. He then decided to travel around America and different countries, including Australia, Singapore, and Hong Kong, when he was almost 100 years old, to tell people about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. A female practitioner from Shandong Province is 106 years old. She is healthy and has a clear mind. Her gray hair has turned black, and her lost teeth regrew after practicing Falun Dafa. She said that she was bedridden and very ill 22 years ago at the age of 84. Her granddaughter bought some audio tapes of Falun Dafa lectures and gave them to her grandmother. The more she listened to them, the more she loved them. She said that it was what she had been looking for all her life. Through practicing the exercises, all of her illnesses gradually disappeared. Another 106-year-old woman was diagnosed with late-stage cancer at the age of 94 in 2004. The doctors refused to treat her because of her advanced age. The woman's daughter, who is a Falun Dafa practitioner, had witnessed the benefits from practicing Dafa, including recovery from illnesses. She asked her mother to try it. The woman began to listen to the Dafa lectures and could eat some cereal that afternoon. She could stand the following day and did some housework. She continued to listen to the lectures and did the exercises every day for 14 years. She is now 106 years old and is healthy and happy.
Woman dies mysteriously and police order her body cremated without her husband's consent. Ms. Weiyang Huiyan's gate usually remained closed, so her fellow villagers were surprised to see it wide open at 10 a.m. on July 19, 2018. They went in to find her lying unconscious in the front yard. Her face was red and bloody blisters covered her entire body. Her legs and back also seemed to have been injured. The villagers rushed her to a local hospital, which declined to take her, citing her critical condition. They had no choice but bring her back home. She died later that night. Upon learning of her passing, the local authorities immediately ordered that her body be cremated the next morning without conducting an autopsy or notifying her immediate family. The couple became targets and were repeatedly arrested after the persecution of Falun Gong began in July 1999. She had been sentenced to prison following her and her husband's arrest in June 2017. Ms. Weiyang suffered severe injuries due to beatings by police and was ordered to serve her term outside of prison. She and her husband were tried in June 2018. Days later, a group of agents descended on her home to announce that she had been sentenced to a 2.5-year prison term, and her husband was given a 1-year term. She was ordered to serve time outside of prison. Her mother-in-law, who lived with her, was so traumatized that she died later that day. Ms. Weiyang never got better from the injuries she sustained while at the police station. She died on July 19, 2018. The villagers who helped her that day still don't know what happened to her that caused her to exhibit the symptoms they observed. They also don't understand why authorities rushed to cremate her body without her husband's consent. As her husband remains imprisoned, his wife's sudden death remains a mystery.
Introducing Falun Gong at the University of Sao Paulo. The local Falun Gong group participated in a public health activity in the sports center of Brazil's University of Sao Paulo on August 4th. They introduced the peaceful and spiritual cultivation practice of Falun Gong, and many attendees took advantage of the opportunity to learn the exercises on the spot. Shortly after Falun Gong practitioners started their exercise demonstration, more than 10 people joined them to learn. Practitioners held 4 instruction sessions for interested people. By the end of the activity, more than 50 people had learned the full set of 5 exercises. More received introductory flyers and learned about the persecution of innocent Falun Gong practitioners in China. A lady named Vanessa came from Rio Claro, a city about 105 miles away from Sao Paulo. By the time she arrived, the instruction session was already on exercise 5. She gathered another group of interested people, and together they learned the exercises from scratch. She enjoyed learning the exercises so much that she wanted to learn more about the practice of Falun Gong. Many people who learned the exercises told practitioners that they had felt a sense of energy and inner peace. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.